Well, welcome to the Repos Isthmian Preview Show. And we're back for the next hour. And, of course, we will be previewing eight of the games in depth. And then, of course, we'll go through some of the others as well. Busy weeks and big games this weekend. But I suppose first things first, and you might notice that Glenn's not with us tonight. Unfortunately, Glenn has had to leave us for the time being anyway to concentrate on other things. So we wish Glenn all the very best. And of course, also as well, I've seen a couple of bits as well that Andy Wilkins has a couple of comments that people have made around Andy Wilkinson's Wilkins graphics. Saying, what's Wembley got to do with the Isthmian League? Well, come on, guys. This guy's putting out some great graphics for us. And he's now put them in, as you can see tonight, with the actual grounds that the games are going to be played at. So a massive thanks to Andy. And just to say, don't worry about the guys out there that have no idea what they're talking about. But going on to tonight. And, of course, to my right or to your left, depending on which way you're looking at it tonight, of course, as usual, far left, a big good evening to Paul.
Evening, mate. Evening, Dean.
And, of course, he's in the middle tonight. I don't know how that's worked, but there we go. And he's off the floor. And as he said before, he's got a job now, so he can afford a seat. So welcome, Dean.
Evening, gents.
And look at that, your name pops up right in front of you as well. So that's quite handy as well. But exciting week, do you think, for the actual league this week? Some really big games that are going to be played over the weekend.
Yeah, big weekend. They're all big now. We're heading into the last final part, so every game's a big game. The leagues are all tight, so yeah, it should be exciting.
Mm. Dean?
Yeah, I mean, obviously with the snow we had sort of Tuesday and Wednesday, maybe people thought a lot of the games would be cancelled this week, but I think the weather's been decent today, and yeah, a lot of games will be on tomorrow by the looks of it.
And there's some great games, and of course, games that we'll be going through tonight will be Folkestone against Kingstonian, Tonbridge against Haringey, Heybridge against Sudbury, Hartford against Tooting and Mitcham, Bedford Sports against Bracknell, Whiteleaf versus Phoenix, Three Bridges against Ashford United, and after the weekend, it's 1v2 in the Bostic North as Bowers go to Parkside to face Averley, and that is our Andy Wilkins star game this week. So that's going to be an absolute humdinger. But I suppose as we start off, when and people wanted to know what the scores were and how we're getting on. Well, at the minute, Dean's sitting on 43 points. And Paul's sitting on 46, and I'm sitting on 47. So as we go into this week's end, so we start with the Premier game, Folkestone Victor versus Kingstonian. And Folkestone seem to be a bit of a rocky patch at the minute.
Yeah, I mean, they're right up there. It's another big game, as we just said at the start. It's 2 points between the two sides. So I'm sure want to jump back on and pick up results this weekend. It's a massive game.
Mm. Yeah, I think both teams lost at the weekend, didn't they?
Yeah.
I know Kingstonian lost to Whitehawk, I think it was, so that was a bit of a surprise at home. Both teams will be looking to get back on track this weekend.
And I mean, Folkestone, I think we said once before, didn't we, that Folkestone's not the greatest ground to go to because you've only got to be off a slightly and you're going to get a good hiding.
Yeah, well, Folkestone last year, like I've said a couple of times, we went there with Wingate and got good stuff in over there last year. They get good support and, they're a good side.
Mm. Been to Folkestone, have you two with a team?
No, not personally, no.
Yeah, Wingate last year, yeah.
Yeah. And what happened there then? Did you get a good result or did you get a thumping?
No, we got thumped in, mate. 5-0, I think it was. 600 people telling me, Keith and Richie, that we didn't know what they were doing. And they were right, mate.
It's because you didn't have your Alexa A1 coach, though. That's what that's all about, isn't it? It's,
yeah, they got one of them since I left.
Have you seen that, Dave?
No, I haven't. No, I wasn't.
Wingate have employed a new coach. It's basically like an Alexa type thing. Have you not seen it? It's My Sports and all sorts.
No, I've not seen it.
Yeah, massive news this week. No, fair play to Wingate. They're trying things and it's brought them great publicity. So it's great for a club that I love as well. So, I think they're trialling in or testing it against Whitehawk, I think.
Look, I think you're right. I think it's one of them. Why not give it a go? You never know. But they're going to get a big fall if they get beat. They get beat tomorrow, I think they could get some stick.
At least they can blame the machine, can't they?
No, I must admit, I haven't seen it this week. I've been 70 hours so far I've done this week, so one day to go, but we're getting there. But the actual formula table for the last five games, King Stirling, they beat Bishop Stortford 3-0 away. They drew with Knapp Hill, I'm assuming that must be in the County Cup, and then they won 8-7 on penalties. They lost to Tonbridge Angels by 3-2, beat Carr Shorten 3-2, and then lost to Whitehall by 3-1. 10 goals for, 9 goals against. Folkestone, they beat Margate 1-0 at home. They then drew 0-0 with Burgess Hill, beat Hornchurch 5-0, lost to Bracknell 4-1, and then lost to Brightling Sea by 2-0, scored 7, conceded 6. When these guys have played each other before, 5 different games. Folkestone 3-1, 2-2, 1-1, 3-0 Folkestone, 4-1. In the reverse fixture earlier on in the year to Kingstonian. So 2 wins to Folkestone, 1 to Kingstonian, 2 draws, 10 goals for 10-8 in favour of Folkestone Victor. So it looks like it's going to be a high scoring game.
Yeah, I think it's one of them. it depends on what happens on the day. It's very tight up there. It might be a bit cagey. They're both trying to get in the playoffs. I don't think it'll be that high. I think it'll be quite a close game.
Yeah, I think Kingstonian will win
2-1. He's going early, 2-1.
Yeah, to be fair, I was generally going to just about to say exactly the same thing, 2-1 Kingstonian.
2-1 Kingstonian. And I'm going to go the other way. I think it might be 2-1 to Folkestone and Victor. Because is it that type of place? Is it the one place? Is it one of those grounds where you look at in the fixture list and think, oh, I don't fancy going there?
Possibly. I've never been there, mate, so I wouldn't know what it's like, but Dino might be better.
Yeah, no, well, obviously both teams are expected to be up there this year, aren't they? Mm. So, I like playing the so-called big teams because it's, obviously with the players and stuff, a lot of the players think they should be playing higher and they sort of... They want to impress. So this is their opportunity. Go and show what you can do.
Mm. Play in front of a big crowd as well. I'd have thought over there.
Yeah. So yeah, you test yourself against the best. This obviously, of course, it can go the other way. But as a manager and as a player, you always want to test yourself against the better teams in the league.
It's certainly going to be a decent game, whatever the result, though, isn't it? It's certainly going to be a game to go and if he's a neutral, possibly might want to go and watch.
Yeah, I think, like I say, these games are the ones that are worth paying the money for. And as we say, I think we said last week, if you want to win things and you want to get promotion, these are the games you want to play and these are the games you have to win. So, I think it'll be a difficult day for both sides, but I just think Kingstonian will have a little bit too much firepower. Mm.
Okay, so 2-1, 1-1 going the other way. Good news for all Spurs fans as well. I see South Korea have been knocked out of the Asia Cup, so they'll get their man back. Tonbridge Angels against Haringey Borough a few weeks ago. These two have been up there at the top of the table. Haringey sort of got back on winning ways as well. Tonbridge as well getting a couple of decent results as well and getting back on the bike or whatever else you want to say. But they're actually sort of seem to be going upwards again at the moment. So I mean, where do you see this one going?
Yeah, Mr. McKenzie going back to play against his old team as well. So, both teams score a lot of goals, don't they? Mm. You talk about Kingstonian and Folkestone. Both of these teams score a lot of goals as well. Haringey sort of nicked a win up, what was it, 88th, 89th minute last week. It should be a good game. You're talking about paying to go and watch the better teams and watch a good game. I think there'll be a lot of goals tomorrow.
Some of the grease.
he thinks you're right, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Tunbridge is always a tough place to go. It's quite an intimidating place. And like you said, they've picked up result last weekend. Both sides will be confident. Haringey Yeah, I mean, they've scored 50 goals in 26 league games and conceded a goal a game, 26. So, you know, they're flying, and form would say it'll be them that will win the game.
Mm. We're looking at the form. Last five for Haringey then, 2-2 with Mersham at home. Beat Wingate 4-0 away. Beat Whitehall 3-0 at home. Lost to Harlow 2-1 away. And then beat Margate by 1-0 in the last game. Scored 11, conceded 4. And two of those, of course, were against Harlow. For Tonbridge, they lost 3-1 at home to Folkestone. Lost 3-0 away to Carshalton. Drew 2-2 with Brighton in Sea. Beat Kingstone in 3-2 at home. And then a great result, won 4-3 away at Bishop Stortford. 10 goals for, 13 against. Head-to-head, they've only played each other once. That was in a reverse fixture, and it was Haringey 4, Tonbridge 0. So does that...
I fancy Haringey, but obviously I think it'll be a lot closer than it was on the Astro. I'm going to go 3-2, Haringey Borough.
He's going to look...
I'm going to go 2-1, Borough.
And that's exactly what I've done, 2-1 Haringey Borough. But, I mean, does that, when you come up against people like that, when you go into that game and you're going up against people like Chindy McKenzie and, you know, Alex Reid, there's plenty of firepower there at Tonbridge. But again, it's, like we said numerous occasions on the show, I suppose it depends on how they cope with the pace.
Yeah, it's. I think both sides are decent sides. Both sides are going to find it the same as the last game we just spoke about. This is the business end. Both teams desperately trying to get promotion. You know, obviously Haringey in a decent position, but Dorking are chasing them. Dorking won't let up. So it's one of them. The pressure's on. They've got to keep winning.
Mm.
They've lost their buffer of a few points now. So they've got to keep winning week in, week out. This is where we see the teams that deserve to be champions.
Do you see Haringey keeping it up though? Do you see them sort of keep pushing and you know, keeping up at the top of the table?
Yeah, I think, look, he's going to have money to go out and get players in if he needs to. But I don't know if he's particularly one that wants to keep going out and bringing players. Tony seems to have a belief in the squad that he's got. So it's a tough one. Look, it's a big ask of them. This is the first time they've been in this position in this division. So. Yeah, I'd like them to. It'd be great. It'd be lovely to see them carry on again. And you know, they're starting to emulate a Concord Rangers type situation.
Yourself, Dean?
Yeah, listen, I've got a lot of friends at Haringey, and a lot of the boys have either played for me or I played with them. I still think Dorking will win it, but I'd love to see Haringey win it.
I think it's Haringey, you know, the surprise. Would you say they're the biggest surprise team of the year so far in the Prem?
Yeah, in terms of sort of obviously their first year at that level of football, what they've done is they've recruited well, and they've kept a lot of boys that have been with them for a few years, and obviously the team spirit, and they know how the manager wants them to play. Like I said, I know I still believe the Astros are an advantage, but yeah, no, fair play to them. They've had a great season so far.
Paul, I mean, do you see them winning today?
In answer to your first question, I think, yeah, massive surprise that Haringey have done what they've done. I thought they'd need a season or two to on their feet, but they seem to have found it very, very quickly. It's just a difficult one to call, this game. I know what a tough place it is to go to, Tonbridge. You know, it's a very, very difficult place to go to. So, on form, I'd say Haringey, but I've got a sneaking suspicion. I don't know.
Well, Jason Collins just tweeted in, said, "It's Friday. Evening, fellas. I'm still buzzing from Soham's result against High Flying Heybridge." And what a result that one was.
Massive result on the weekend. No one expected that. I think we spoke about it last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we said about surprises, or surprise at the bottom, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming. Fair play to them. It's a great result.
Great win from... But another thing of Dave and Paul, where we said about these top teams, it is hard to keep winning games all the time.
Yeah.
And obviously, Heybridge had been on a great run. Haringey obviously lost to Harlow the week before, didn't they?
Yeah.
It's hard to keep winning because clubs sort of up their game to play the teams that are up the top.
Mm.
These leagues are tough. These are tough. Anyone who, you know, we've all, me and you, Dina, we've experienced managing at this level, and you know, people think it's very easy, and everybody thinks they know best, and everybody thinks they can do a better job. It's hard. It's really, really tough to keep picking results up, churning results out. It's a long season, and there's lots of good sides. There's lots of money floating about, and everybody's trying to get the same end game, aren't they? And then you get to this point of the season, and people are either fighting for to be relegated or getting the playoffs. These leagues are that tight, so it's tough. It's very, very tough to keep winning week in, week out. And the teams that do take me out of fair play. That's why I talk about people like Robert at Bowers. Oh, what a great job he's done there to keep winning, not just week in, week out, but for the last three seasons on the spin there.
Churn
results out, so yeah, fair play.
Setting the alarm. Oh, there you go. Something's going on with your phone. There you go. So, I mean, going on to the North Division then. I mean, Heybridge against Sudbury. I mean, what do you think's going to happen with that one?
Well, I don't know now.
Yes, Sudbury had a good win, didn't they, at the weekend as well?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Sudbury trying to get in the playoffs, didn't they?
Yeah,
they've picked results. But I know, because there was a point where people were questioning Mark, weren't they, whether he was the right man for the job, and he's firmly put them back in their place. And I think we spoke about it at the time, and we all said, you know, he's got bags of experience, knows what he's doing, been successful at a lot of the clubs he's been at. So yeah, they're picked right up. Again, another really difficult one to call.
It's going to be a difficult one, I suppose. Heybridge, you know, on the back of the so, you know, surprise defeat. I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, will they actually, you know, will they be able to bounce back? Will Julian get them going?
Yeah, again, talking of experience, he's been a pro, played at Liverpool, played at West Ham, you know, so I don't see why he won't be able to bring them back round. We spoke about it. It's a mark of a good management team, a good team, a successful team. Is, you know, except you're going to get beat, it's how you react after that.
Mm. Dean?
Yeah, no, I agree with what Paul said. But listen, you're not going to go for a season and win every game. At the end of the day, you've got to bounce back. And obviously, I'm sure they trained Thursday and they would have spoke about the game. And like you say, if Heybridge is going to be up there or Sudbury got to be up there, they got to meet the top teams and they got to beat them. So it's another good game to go and watch for the weekend.
Well, someone's putting in Taunton Town FC is far by the greatest team the world has ever seen. So that was Matthew Holberry has just put that in there. But where do you see this one going? Jason College just said wakey wakey Dean. So
wakey wakey Dean.
Yeah.
Well, I was asleep.
That's because he's not sitting. You'll see him fall off the stool in a minute, right? So, I mean, with this, though, I mean, where do you actually see, you know, the Sudbury game going? I mean, do you see Mark Molesley, you know, getting one over on Julian Dix?
Yeah, I've got a sneaking suspicion that Sudbury will win the game. Again, yeah. Well, I fancy a 3-1 Sudbury. Mm-hmm. I think there'll be goals.
I think it's 2-0.
2-2. Well, I don't think I'd ever go against my mate Mark Morsley, so I'm going to go 2-1 to AFC Sudbury. I think he may well be able to do that. And he said on the other show before, you know, that he's actually got a young side there. He's trying to bring in a couple of older heads as well to, you know, to actually help the younger ones. And, you know, again, it's, you know, it seems to be starting to gel now for him.
Yeah, Dean will vouch for it, and we're both believers in playing young players and seeing if you can get one or two experienced players in there. When them young players are buzzing around and they're confident, there's nothing better. Nothing better. You can't. If you could bottle it, you would do. So you know, they look like they've got a bit of confidence, and that's all you can offer, manager.
Yeah, I think our team on Saturday, our average age was 19, that tells you we're very young at the moment.
So is that the way you think is the best way to go? Is to have youngsters in there with a bit of experience, or would you guys go with more experience than youngsters?
No, listen, the experienced players are vital in the change room, as long as you get good ones. But yeah, if you can get some good youngsters around, sort of four or five experienced players, and then yeah, the youth,
on the show,
where people talk about other players and other teams, a lot of the younger players don't know. It's like when we played Sutton Coldfield, our boys didn't even know where Sutton Coldfield was. So yeah, the young players, they don't have no fear, and they haven't got any sort of baggage around, oh, he's a good centre forward, or he's a good centre midfielder, whatever it is. The younger players just go out there and play.
They've got enthusiasm, haven't they?
Enthusiasm
to listen, to learn. You know, we were lucky enough at Cheshunt, we had people like Dave Kendall, who's been around. We had Jason Hallett, who's been around. Liam Hope. Liam Hope took a lot of stick when he was at Cheshunt for not banging enough goals in, but he gave us more than that. You know, he gave us that experience when we were 1-0 up in a game, or we were 1-0 down, and he helped the young kids, and I couldn't speak high enough of him. But unfortunately, you know, he came in for a hell of a lot of stick from people behind the scenes who believe they knew better, and weren't looking at it the way we were looking at it. So I think experienced players are vital. They experienced players win your leagues, but youngsters give you so much energy and enthusiasm and fun in the way you play. So I think if you can mix the two, the youngsters' energy and the older players getting them through when it's not going their way, then for me, that's the way to go.
Yeah, well, Christopher McCarthy's just come in and said, Whiteleaf had a bad day at the office last week versus Hastings. Never turned up. Hastings were at it. Hopefully back on track tomorrow against Phoenix. Young team doing fantastic for Harry Hudson and playing great. Attacking football up the Leaf. Ryan Worrell has said Grays fans have been a bit quiet this week, and Jason Collins said, could we put ourselves on hold for a minute because he's got to go and put his little girl to bed. So moving on then, I mean, Hertford Town versus Tooting and Mitcham, another good game. I mean, Hertford Town seem to be coming into a little bit of form, and Tooting still sort of hovering around just underneath those playoff places.
Yeah, no. I mean, obviously, yeah, Hertford, they've had sort of a poor season by all accounts, sort of near the bottom of the league. They were at the start of the season, they were spoken about as being one of the sort of title favourites. I know things have been going on behind the scenes at the club. But yeah, Tooting, like I said, I like Tooting. Their manager's a good lad. I like going to their ground, nice sort of big stands and sort of a little bit old-fashioned in a way. But yeah, no, it'd be a good game because obviously Hertford need the points and Tooting need the points to get back up there, sort of heading towards the playoffs.
Mm. Yeah, it's tough for Tooting. They've come down, you know, and it's always hard to rally yourselves and go again. And you tend to see that when sides come down, you look at people like Hornchurch. It took them 8 to get back up again, didn't it? Look at Cray Wanderers still. You know, they've been down a couple of, well, what, 4 or 5 years now, and they've just found their feet and they're kicking on again. So it's a bit of a nothing season for them. They're probably too far away from the playoffs. They're not going to go down. It's a bit of a nothing season for them. I mean, look, they're not going to stop fighting, are they? They're going to keep working hard to win games and finish as high as possible. And Hertford, God knows what's gone on there. God knows, there's so much. Got some good players down there, or at least they did, and I know they lost a few, but it doesn't look good for them. The only good thing for them is the bottom three have had an awful season so far, so I don't think they'll get dragged into it.
I mean, are you surprised though with that, maybe say like Tooting and Hertford, I suppose? I mean, from what you're just saying, they're a little bit surprised that they're not further up.
Hertford, yes, maybe. Tooting, I'm not surprised that they're having the season they're having because they've come down and they've got to get over that. So it does take time. It's not automatic you're going to go straight back up. Look at the teams when they come out of the Premier League and into the Championship. Everybody expected Villa to go straight back up, and they're struggling to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think if Tooting win their game in hand, they're sort of 4 or 5 points off the playoffs. So yeah, they're still in a great position to sort of have a late charge. I still have the faith that Tooting could sort of maybe nick that last playoff spot.
Well, Mick O'Shea has said Herne Bay to beat Hastings 3-1 tomorrow. You heard it here first.
Well, that's a big shout.
Yeah. So what do we reckon then with, you know, Hertford Town versus Tooting. I mean, what would the pitch be like over there tomorrow as well with all the rain we've had? And would it be a bit heavy, do you think?
I thought so.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I'd get your wellies out, I would have thought.
Does that make a lot of difference though, as well? The pitch this time of the year, you know, would the result maybe be a bit more different if it wasn't for this time of the year?
Depends what type of football you play, doesn't it? Go out and try and, like Dean's sides do and my sides did. If you go out and try and get the ball down and play, you might have to think again. If you launch everything long, then it'll hold up for you, lovely.
Yeah, Tooting like to play. Tooting a good passing side, so. They have to adapt quickly if they want to get the points at Hertford, yeah.
It'll be a battle, which, to be fair, would suit, I don't know what you think, Dino, I think it would suit Hertford for a battle.
Yeah, they like to battle, yeah, definitely.
Do you think it'll be a Hertford win then? Is that we're predicting that, are we?
I think two in a win, 2-1.
I'm going to go Hertford 2-1.
And I think I'll go 1-1 on that one. So it certainly isn't going to be 3G, is it?
No, most definitely not.
Don't even think it'll be a G, to be honest.
Well, Jason Collins said we can carry on now, he's back. So
welcome back, mate.
We can keep going. But I suppose the next one, I'm looking at Bedford Sports against Bracknell. Another good, really good game. Two really good sides coming up against each other at the weekend.
Yeah, both on Astro as well. So it won't be a problem for Bracknell going to Bedford on the Astro. Like I said, I've been saying all season, the best Step 4 team I've seen this season are Bracknell. So I know they're sort of quite a way behind Hayes and Yedding at the moment, but yeah, they're hoping Hayes and Yedding will slip up. They've sort of had a little bit of a blip, Bracknell, but they've come good again. I fancy Bracknell to win tomorrow.
Yeah, me too. I'll probably go towards a Bracknell win, like you say, with a 3G as well will help them. I think people are asking for a miracle for Hayes to slip up 3 or 4 times. I just don't see it personally, but I'm sure they'll keep going and keep battling away. And if they've got to play each other, I don't know if they've got to play each other still. That might help. I think Bedford have been a bit up and down. They? 1 minute they're picking up a great result and then they're losing against a team they should be beating. So, yeah, I think I'd go Bracknell. I'm going to go 3-1 again.
You're going to go 3-1 Bracknell. It'd be interesting. I'm just trying to pull up the form before Dean gives us his scores. But I guess it's just going to be interesting to see. They seem to be a very powerful side, Bracknell. I mean, I've not seen Bedford Sports, but Bracknell seem to be quite a big and physical side. Would that come into anybody's thoughts?
Yeah, when we played Bracknell, the manager at the time, Carl, he was centre-half with Matty Day, who was at Wealdstone and Oxford and all that. So the two centre-halves were very experienced. Of course, again, we were speaking earlier about experienced players and stuff. Bracknell have definitely got power, pace, and they got experienced boys who have done it before.
We're looking at their form then. Bracknell first, they won 3-1 at home to Westfield. Beat Chipstead 3-0 away. They beat South Park 4-3 at home. Beat Folkestone 4-1 at home and then drew 1-1 with Chessant in the last game, 15-4-6 against. Bedfont Sports beat Ashford Middlesex 4-0, lost to Ware 4-2, lost to Westfield 3-0. They beat Chipstead 1-0 and then the last time out they lost to Marlow 1-0, 7 goals for, 8 goals against. So Bracknell certainly smash them in and are a bit tight at the back, but Bedfont, well, not many goals when they've played in the last 5 games.
No, I think it'll be 3-0 to Bracknell for me.
When they played each other early in the season, Dean, 1-1. Does that change?
Don't mean nothing now.
No? 2-1 for me to Bracknell for me. Whiteleaf against Phoenix. What are we thinking? What are we thinking on this one?
Well, I went with Whiteleaf last week and they let me down, I think, when they lost to Hastings. Again, on their 3G I said, my experience of being down there 3G wasn't great. It wasn't the best 3G in the world. Phoenix seemed to have dropped out of it quite a bit of late. And they're sitting in ninth position, game in hand on most. So they're not too far away still. But it seems Phoenix did this when they first came into the Ryman One North. Started like a train right up there and then fell away. So maybe that's happening again. I fancy Whiteley for home. They're a difficult side to play against at home. We were lucky against them. They had a man sent off, and we controlled the game once that happened. So it's a tough place to go. Mm.
Yeah, Phoenix had a good win last week, didn't they?
Yeah.
One of your favourite players scored, didn't he? Tanola.
You did indeed.
Yeah, so, but both teams sort of are up there. But like Paul said, I fancy Whiteley on the tomorrow.
Well, let's have a look at the form then. So Phoenix Sports drew 1-1 with Cray, drew 2-2 with Faversham, lost 2-0 to VCD in the big derby, drew 3-3 with Hastings, and then last time out beat Horsham by a goal to nil. 7 goals for, 8 against. Whiteleaf, they lost to Three Bridges by 3 goals to 2. So I'm just seeing what Dave Rogers has just stuck up, so that's why I'm laughing. Whiteleaf 4, Greenwich 1. Whiteleaf 2, Walton Casuals 2, and Whiteleaf won 4-2 on penalties. Horsham 1, Whiteleaf 0, and Hastings 3, Whiteleaf 0 last up. 8 goals for, 10 against. Dave Rogers wants to know, are you round your mums?
Am I round my mums? Yeah. No, round my dads.
That was the question. And then it's they played 4 times against each other. Whiteleaf 0, Phoenix 1. Whiteleaf 0, Phoenix 1. Phoenix 2, Whiteleaf 5. And Phoenix 2, Whiteleaf 2, which was the reverse fixture earlier in the season. 7 goals for Whiteleaf, 6 for Phoenix. So people like Alex Tennant, always somebody that's going to be in there and going to be banging in goals.
Yeah, he's done it for a long time, hasn't he? Never particularly settled anywhere, but he's done it for a long time. And again, these games we're looking at them, and we're picking games that are going to be either promotion chasing teams or relegation teams, aren't they? Because that's the exciting end of the table. So every game we're picking is going to be tough and tough to call. Again, a lot of them are flip a coin and see what happens. So I fancy 2-1 Whiteley.
Mm. Yeah, I'll go the same as Paul, 2-1 Whiteley.
For me, I think it could end up being a 1-1 draw for me. But Andy Wilkins has just come in and said, Canby versus Greys could be a great spectacle tomorrow. Two good sides who need the points to continue their pursuit for the playoffs. Greys more so, given they lost in midweek to Averley, but Canby will want to continue improving their home defensive after a few poor results this season at Park Lane. Brentwood versus Walden could be a class one tonight, given the hosts have got the quality in their rather youthful squad, whilst a win for them could benefit Heybridge and even perhaps Coggeshall tonight. Walden and Tiptree need this win to put the pressure on Abley and Bowers, which is crucial tomorrow for the rest of the teams in the playoffs. Dave Rogers has come back and said, hello mate, nice one. Keep up the good work. Jason Collins said, my wife just said to me, come September, you won't need to watch this show as Soham will most possibly go down and you won't be in that league. If we get relegated, I promised her that I will run round the village in a bra.
He loves
it. So we heard it here first, yeah. But I mean,
that rhyme of one north is tight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just talking about with a guy with Morden and stuff, it's exciting, it's tight, it's... yeah, some big games coming up in that one.
One of my boys who played for me at Norfolk, Jerome Sloot, he signed for Morden last week and scored 2 on Saturday.
Mm. And I mean, if you look at it, there's some really good sides in there. They're all up there. They're all sort of big and powerful as well, aren't they, out there? And I think you could probably almost throw a hat over it. I know, you know, a couple of people have already said, well, for me, it's going to be Bowers and Bowers will win it. But it will certainly be interesting to see how that result pans out tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, you say that, Dave. Averley have got a game in hand. They win the game in hand. They're a point behind.
Mm. Two points in front if they win tomorrow. Yeah,
that's what I mean. It's not cut and dried. That's a massive game tomorrow. They draw, then all of a sudden Morden get dragged into it even more so, and Heybridge as well. So yes, exciting division this year.
We'll go into
No doubt, they've all got to play each other again at some point.
Sorry, have you noticed the lights going on and off?
Yeah.
Right. I thought you were saying IB for Pop.
No, do you know what it is? My brother is out in Sweden with my dad, hence why I'm here, and he can turn the lights on and off with an app, and he thinks he's funny. That's why they keep going off, so I apologise.
Brilliant stuff. But we go on to the next one. Three Bridges versus Ashford United. I mean, you looked at this probably beginning of the season and said, well, Ashford will win this about 6-0. But maybe not so much now. I mean, Three Bridges have had a really good season. I know Keith said when they play them, they do like to put themselves about a little bit. And, you know, Ashford United as well, you know, another side full of talent.
Yeah, Ashford beat Greenwich 7-0 Saturday, didn't they?
Yeah.
I saw Greenwich got a new manager this week, didn't they?
Steve O'Boyle has gone in there. Yeah. Yeah, Steve O'Boyle.
Greenwich, isn't it? You know, you think they had people like Jack Barham there last year and Chinadu and Chinadu McKenzie, and they were flying, going for promotion, and they're bottom of the league, basically, because 10's been on, isn't it?
Well, Danny Wickenden has just said yes with three smiling faces, so.
Yeah, I was just about to swear and then stop myself. So.
And Lee Connor's just come in and said, "Evening, lads." So evening to Lee, and hope your little ones are better this week. But I mean, Three Bridges, have they been the surprise for you of that league? I mean, because I mean, they've come up, they were all struggling, and the year before when they were in the league, they were really struggling and ended up getting relegated, and didn't look like, you know. Almost to me, they were one of the teams that you looked at coming in and thought, well, they'll be one of the ones that'll be at the bottom again this time.
Yeah, again, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you, and I don't know enough about it, but I think if you're looking just in general at teams that come up, it does take a little bit of time to adjust to the division, because there is a big jump. I mean, Dan, you was at Cockfosters. You know, going from a Cockfosters into a Northwood, there's a big difference. You know, there's a big difference in the levels of what you're doing. It does take a bit of time, and fair play. And they look like they've pulled themselves well away from that relegation.
Yeah, because I've seen like step three, step four, and step five the last 3 or 4 years, and there is a difference. At every level you go up, it's a lot harder, and you get punished more for your mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, I've been and watched a lot of Essex Senior League games this year, and with Sawbridge, were not with my dad being there and my brother playing there. And the quality's not anywhere near what you get in the Ryman or Bostic. You do, like you say, I think that sums it up. I've seen chance go begging and begging and begging and no one's punished. You go into that Bostic and the league that you guys are not well in, and you do get punished. Jason Alex won't miss those chances, they'll score. So yeah, big difference. But well, like I say, they're well away from it. I think you're looking at. I mean, that is a big shout from the Herne Bay one, by the way. Big shout. They're second bottom, Hastings second in the division. Yeah, lovely club we went to Herne Bay in pre-season. Lovely club, lovely people, good young squad. But yeah, big shout.
Oh, I think if that's the case, I mean, we might even have to get him on the show next week if that result comes out.
He can be one of the new people on here.
Well, while we're in, so before we get the results for Three Bridges and Ashford, if there's a manager out there that wants to get himself back in some kind of limelight, wants to get himself on the show, then why not give us a contact? Or if you're a fan and you want to join me, Dean and Paul every Friday night, then why not give us a text or a tweet or whatever else, and we maybe, you know, we might be able to sort it out for you. So if there's somebody out there that wants to join us and come up with your results every week and enjoy the fun that we have on this show on a Friday night, then by all means get hold of us via Facebook or by Twitter as well, and we'll try to see what we can sort out for you.
But everyone other than Dave Hodges.
Yeah, everyone other than Dave Hodges. He's in Spain all the time. We couldn't afford the fees from over there, could we? But Three Bridges, Ashford, I mean, where do you see it going?
Yeah,
3-0 Ashford.
Jason Collins just said you wouldn't dare have me. Why not? Be interesting, because we could do the last show while you're sitting there in your bra. So what do we reckon, Dean?
4-0 Ashford.
4-0.
Grand big.
Well, listening to what Keeves described it, etc. I think I might go 1-1. And I think these, from what he described, how they like to put themselves about and all the rest of it, I think it could be really interesting. But I suppose going on to the start game of the weekend, and I suppose it could only be one, and it's Averley against Bowers and Pitsy. I mean, this one, first v second as it sits sits at the minute, should be an absolute cracker, shouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
I mean, you look at the goals for both scores, 46. You know, there's a couple of points between them. Bowers don't concede as many as Averley have done, but I think you alluded to that earlier. Mm. When we were speaking earlier about leaking goals has been a bit of an issue. Mm. But they showed massive character in the week, didn't they, Averley, and in winning the game 4-3 right late on against Graves. Just such a massive game. Bowers can pull right away and start to get the cigars on a little bit, or Averley can put the pressure on and get the panic going.
Mm. Well, I've just had somebody come in. So Firith Bird said, "Hiya, Hope, have you spoke about Berrytown versus Romford tomorrow?" She reckons it's going to be 3-1 to Romford against Berry. I'm assuming, 3-1 Bury over Romford, so I apologise for that one.
So that's a big shout. I think Bury will win tomorrow.
But I think tomorrow for me, I mean, I don't know about you, Dean, yourself. I mean, I've seen a lot of Averley's home games. Averley have beaten them at Bowers. I think it's going to be, there'll be goals. Am I concerned? I suppose, for me, we've got one of the best goalkeepers in any of the four divisions in the in the Bostic League. I'm just a little bit concerned that we might shed a few too many goals against Bowers, and we'll be coming up against a very, very decent defensive outfit as well at the back tomorrow. So it could be a bit tough, I think, for Averley tomorrow.
Yeah, I just fancy Bowers. Yeah, I think, like you say, if you look at the top teams, they don't concede many. Averley don't have a problem scoring, but they do. They concede a lot for a team that's going to win the league. Do you know what I mean? So they would have to tighten up. But Bowers don't concede many, so I think maybe Bowers will win 2-1 tomorrow.
Mm. We just had a couple of bits in here. Ryan's come back in. 3-2 Averley tomorrow is my prediction. Confidence will be a massive after Wednesday's away stroke home game against the Tenants. Jason has come back and said, what's got on with Ram Meadow? Are Berry getting a new ground or has been knocked on the head? Also, the Blues have a great fan base, just need a bigger bar. And Lee Connor said, predictions on the Basildon game tomorrow. Well, we'll come to that in a minute. But I think, so do you see that the win, you just said something, you think Bowers may win tomorrow, but is that down to the fact of the two defences? Do you see the Bowers defence probably being a little bit stronger than the Averley defence, and that's what may sort of swing it a little bit?
Yeah, I'll just look at it, and I'm looking at James, the manager, got experience, knows how to win the league. You look at his Brighton team side. Just kept churning results after results after results after results. I'm sure he gets frustrated with the goals that are conceded. But if you win 4-3 or 5-4 or whatever it may be, they all count for 3 points.
Mm.
You know, they all count for 3 points, and Brighton and Sheffield are very much like that. It's just a very difficult one to call. Bowers have not really had their blip yet, I don't think. They've just kept churning results out. Averley have had a couple of wobbles, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still in there. It's at home. So that'll be a big advantage, and I'd imagine there'll be a big old crowd there, because you're getting decent crowds now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I reckon there'll probably be a good, you know, 300 to 400 probably there tomorrow. I would expect, you know, if not more, for you know, top of the table clash. I just think it's going to be very interesting just to see if they can, you know, stop the pace. And you know, they've got a young lad. I wasn't there on Wednesday night. I think his name's Hinselwood, that's come up from the reserves and scored 2 goals as well for Abley against Greys on Wednesday night as well. So you know, James, he's not scared about bringing in the youngsters and or bringing in, you know, people from the reserve side as well, coming up into the first team. And to be honest with you, when he's done that, he's had some good success with it.
Yeah, it's good to see as well. It's good to see, because we've all been at clubs where there's like the reserves and the first team are like two separate teams. So it's good that he's expected to be up there this year, but he's still got the faith in bringing boys up from the reserves.
Mm.
I think it's great. I think I've said on here before, when we was at Cheshunt, we had an under-23s rather than the reserves, and I think we promoted something like 18, 19 of those into the first team over 2 seasons. I think it's important. We found some real gems in there. And I think it's great that he does that. I think he did that at Brighton too as well, mate, to be fair.
Mm.
But I think, for me, I think Amy have got to go and try and play on the front foot. They've got to try and take the game to Bowers. They've got to win, haven't they?
Mm. I mean, I'm just looking at the form for it. Bowers and Pitsey, they beat Great Waker in 4-1. They lost away to Heybridge by 1-0. They lost the Essex Cup by 1-0 to East Thurrock. They beat AFC Sudbury 3-0, beat Coggeshall 3-2. Scored 10, conceded 5. Averley drew 2-2 with Great Waker. So beat AFC Sudbury 2-0 away. Beat Felixstowe 3-2 at home. Drew 1-1 with Dereham away, and then beat Greys on Wednesday night 4-3 away. 12 goals for 8 goals against. The head-to-head, it was Bowers. Bowers nil, Abley 1. Abley 1, Bowers 1. Abley 1, Bowers 3. Bowers 2, Abley 0. And in the reverse fixture, it was Bowers 3, Abley 3, early in the season. 6 goals for Abley, 9 for Bowers, 1 win for Abley, 2 for Bowers, and 2 draws. So it'll be interesting.
Goals. Mm. It'll be 0-0 now, you watch.
what do we reckon then? Come on in, what do we reckon score wise?
2-1 Bowers for me.
I'll tell you why I laughed in a second. But yeah, Paul?
2-1 Abley.
There you go. And I was actually, as you were saying that, Dean, I was actually writing 2-1 Bowers, and difficult to go against your own team, but I've just got that sneaking feeling that Mr. Small will pull something out tomorrow against Averley. And I think, do you see that then, if Bowers do win tomorrow, that it's all over, shall we say, and the league's Bowers and Pitsies?
No, because you saw what happened last year. Still, what, 15, 16 games to go?
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not over, but obviously it would be a massive psychological thing for them to win tomorrow, and it shows the other teams, the challengers, that they feel like they're there to stay, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, let's have a look.
I think we spoke about Morden and Tipsy, 17 points clear at one point, and they got caught by Greys that time. So, no, it's never over. I just think it will make it, psychologically, Bowers will be able to, it will give them lots and lots of confidence. But I've just looked at you, you've not lost at home yet,
No, not at all. No.
You've not looked at home, neither of Bowers at their place, you know.
They both play on Astropol.
They played Cloud 3. Yeah. I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
But looking at the fixtures that are coming up in the Prem at the weekend, Burgess Hill against Bishop Stortford. Corinthian Casuals versus Bognor, Folkestone, who we've spoken about, against Kingstonian, Harlow against Lewis, another big side coming down to the McCulloch Arena, and they've done the last two, so why can they not make it a hat trick against Lewis at the weekend? Margate against Leatherhead, Mersham against AFC Hornchurch. There's a side that seem to be really struggling, considering, you know, they've got a decent manager in there now as well. To me, they seem to be having a bit of a struggle. Could be one of the favourites now to slip in there. Possibly at the bottom of the end of the tail.
They're they were struggling when he went in there, weren't they? And listen, Mark's got more experience than I've got and been around and done a lot more than I've done in football. But maybe, just maybe, he's gone in and crashed the doors down and made one too many changes. And sometimes you can't do that. It's got to be a slow thing.
Yeah.
Unless you're, you know, you've only got three players left.
I had to sign 13 at least.
Potter's Bar versus Dorking. Whitehall versus Carshalton, Wingate Finchley versus Brighton Sea Region, and the game that I was surprised that Glenn didn't pick, Worthing against Enfield Town.
Yeah, right next to each other in the table, weren't they?
Mm. And a big old game for that tomorrow.
Big crowd again.
Tough place to go on the 3G.
Mm. In the north, Canvey versus Grays that we were speaking about. Coggeshall Town versus Dereham Town. I mean, Dereham getting a decent result against Averley as well last weekend. Now going to Coggeshall, be an interesting game.
Yeah, I mean, they've shocked me different now where they are in the league. But new manager come in, and they've done all right since he's come in, to be fair, haven't they? So, yeah, who knows, mate? Difficult one to call.
Felixstowe Water versus Great Wakering. Mildon Hall versus Basel and United, and Lee asked us to say what we thought. What do you reckon?
Yeah, well, firstly, well done for winning last week. I was pleased for Neil, get his first win as Basel and manager. Yeah, hopefully that's a change in luck and they can pick up a few wins.
Big six pointer, would you say it's a six pointer? Both down there, sort of.
you start to say you wouldn't be saying that. Basel were flying.
Yeah.
Absolutely flying and battling it out with Bowers. Now they're in a relegation six-pointer. It's crazy how quickly football changes, mate.
They're still 12 points off relegation or whatever,
isn't it? Yeah. I mean, it's it goes to show what we've said, you know. Yes, you get your odd ones here and there where it's not about money, but unfortunately success mainly is about money and what you're spending and the type of players you can get. As soon as that money was pulled away from the manager, they've just dropped like a stone, haven't they, Basildon?
Yeah, unfortunately they have. Just to look at some of these other games, just while my phone locks itself. Romford versus Bury Town, Tilbury versus Sandown Rangers. Do you see Tilbury winning that one? And we're getting one game closer to Lee wearing his bra.
Yeah,
Jason wearing his bra, should I say?
Yeah, but then I said last week I didn't expect them to beat Heybridge, so it depends. They must be buzzing at the moment.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Difficult place to go, Tilbury, isn't it?
Yeah, some say difficult. Some say other things. Yeah, it's not the nicest place to go in the world. Yeah.
Witham Town versus Barking. And will James be jumping up and down again for a second week in a row? Who knows? Going into the into Central. Ashford Town versus Hayes and Yedding. Chalfont St Peter versus South Park. South Park seem to be not necessarily picking up the results they want, but they're certainly getting close to turning teams over, aren't they?
Yeah, they've gone.
Did they get a good result last week? Or were they 2-0 up or something like that?
No, they beat Arthur, didn't they? 3-2.
That's it. I knew they got a good result last week. Sorry, Dino. Go on, mate.
No, that's what I was going to say. They had a great win last week. And, yeah, those teams down there, they need to pick up a few wins. And they made a good start last week, didn't they?
Mm. Chester are going to play Molesley. And, of course, that's the adopted side of our other show. Chipstead versus FC Romania. Egham Town versus Ware. Hanwell Town versus Marlow. Another big game. Northwood versus Westfield. And Uxbridge versus Waltham Abbey. Where do you see the biggie games in there?
Would you say Uxbridge, Waltham Abbey?
Yeah, Hanwell Town, Marlow.
Yeah, big game. I was just going to say about Molesley, mate. We had that great conversation about last week, and praying they were going to win. They got hammered, didn't they?
They did. Yeah,
5-0. Yeah.
You can see something similar tomorrow, I would have thought, with Chez and Mr. Hallett loitering around the goal.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting one. Faversham Town into Keith's League. Faversham Town versus Cray Wanderers. Greenwich Borough versus Winstable Town. Herne Bay against Hastings United, Horsham versus Ramsgate, Sevenoaks versus East Grinstead, Sittingbourne versus Haywards Heath, VCD versus Hive Town, and what we spoke about earlier on, Whiteleaf versus Phoenix. Another good game for Keith. Got a good win during midweek, but now going to take on Hive Town. That's going to be another cracker for him.
Yeah, another one they need to win, isn't it, really? And they're right near Whiteleaf, right near the playoffs. Picked up again. So, yeah, he needs to go and get a result there.
Yeah, I think every week we say Keith's going to win, he loses. So, if we don't say nothing this week, hopefully he picks up a win.
Talking of Keith, and I'm not sure if you've seen it, did you see that he reacted to a Bostic tweet?
Yeah, did you?
And rightly so. Let's be honest. And if anybody hasn't seen it, you know Keith's thoughts. And some people say, "Oh, Keith's always moaning about referees, etc., etc." But you know, it's not the case. And he's come up with some fantastic ideas on how to help English referees and non-league referees, etc., etc. And you know, and he did get some kind of response back from the official Bostic Twitter feed. And some of the bits that I reposted it in the actual Isthmian show pages and group. Someone's put on here, Keith's getting banned. Keith came back, "I'm shocked this has come from an official league Twitter account. Must be their view." Kevin Coon from where I said spot on, "Standards the lowest in bin for a good number of years." Andy Wilkins then goes on there. Ian Townsend, who of course is the one that posts the stuff for the Bostic League, came back with his own views. You know, it said, "Must be their view, ? It was simply me suggesting that people might want to train the referees rather than moaning about standards without actually ever putting themselves out there. I get dozens of fans every weekend thinking they know better and somehow thinking that moaning about it to the league's Twitter account will fix it." Carl Bates, who used to host the Isthmian show with me early doors, said, "Players make loads more mistakes than referees, try to con referees with diving, screaming abuse, demanding red cards, etc. But at the end of the match, pundits skim over them, then analyse every minute error of the officials. They never show in detail how hard it is to call an offside correctly, just freeze frame it if the wrong call is made. Without them, we don't have the game we love. Problem is, people sit on the TV and it filters down who would want to be a referee." And then Jake has come in and said he wants to be a referee. So, but I mean, what's your thoughts on that? I mean, referees. I mean, Keith's opinion of, you know, like we should have like almost like a training school every FA where they should be going to. I mean, is that something that you think would benefit referees in this, in our level?
I think managers are under pressure, players are under pressure within their jobs. The only ones that don't seem to be under pressure in terms of if you don't produce, there seem to be referees and linesmen. Some of them are great, some of them are no problem. They talk to you, they want to know you. Others are ignorant, don't want to speak to you and just dismiss you. They make some strange decisions and then try and justify them. And I think if what I would say about Keith is he's the first person to praise a referee if he has a good game. So it's not just abuse that he's giving out. He will be the first person to praise if it goes and the referee's had a good game, even if they've been beat. So I think referees need to be accountable. I believe that sending an assessor down and telling them the assessor's going to be there is not the way forward. Because referees 100% change the way they ref the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
They should be assessed in a real life situation and make either errors or make good decisions without thinking what someone's thinking. And then they can actually start to learn by their mistakes. At the moment, they're not learning from their mistakes because it's a false. For me, it's a false. False economy, sending someone down and telling them you're actually there to watch them. They probably make more errors because they're scared to make a mistake.
Dean?
No, I mean, from my point of view, ultimately, at the end of 90 minutes, you don't want to be talking about a referee. So, where people said they've had a decent game, whatever, that's their job.
Yeah.
That's their job to have a decent game. So, yeah, that's my view on it. Ultimately, I don't want to be talking about a referee win, lose or draw after 90 minutes. And yeah, it's the easiest excuse is to blame the referee. But I think sometimes, like, when you do win the game, and maybe if you feel the referee hasn't been great, that's the time to sort of say about it, rather than when you lose, everyone jumps on the referee. Listen, we could lose tomorrow and it could be the referee giving a bad decision or whatever. But ultimately, at the end of every football game, I don't want to be talking about any referees.
So I suppose just before we go, I mean, give us a little update on what's going on with your new job down at Welling Garden. I mean, how's it been going? And, you know, is there stuff that you're looking forward to in the future with the club?
Yeah, so we had a good result last Saturday. Drew 0-0 with Ellsbury United. So that was really good. They were a really experienced side. So I was pleased with that. Then we was meant to play Corby on Tuesday night. And it snowed at about 10 to 6. Which was a bit of a nightmare because Corby were basically there. And then obviously it was down to the referee. So we waited until 7 o'clock. The referee wanted to wait till 7 o'clock. And then obviously it wasn't playable when the referee called it off. So yeah, it's a bit of a nightmare for Corby. They got to travel all the way down. But when it snows at 10 to 6, not a lot you can do really. Mm. But yeah, we've got Berkhamsted tomorrow. Berkhamsted right up there. So it'll be a tough game again tomorrow. But like I said earlier, our average age is 19 at the moment, so we're very young, and the only target between now and the end of the season is to get enough points to stay up.
Well, Berkhamsted, of course, have played. I'm sure I'm right in saying played ably in the trophy this season. It looks like a really good outfit.
Yeah, they got two good strikers, and they got Elliot Godfrey in midfield, very experienced player who played for Wealdstone. And so yeah, it's going to be a tough test, but. Yeah, like Paul was saying earlier, with young players, they go there. Half of my team don't even know who Berkhamsted are. A few of them ask me where it is. So, so we go there tomorrow, no fear and nothing to lose, really.
Yeah. Well, I wish you all the best, of course, as we always do with that tomorrow. And we'll be looking out for that result. But, guys, a massive thank you for joining me once again on the Repos Isthmian preview show, and a massive thank you again, of course, to Andy Wilkins, who's coming up with all of the graphics for the show as well. So massive thank you to Andy for all his time he puts in for putting that together. And of course, we wish Glenn all the best for the future as well. And as we said before, if you want to join the show and you want to be our number four and join us in Celebrity Squares from next week, then you know, why not give us a shout through Twitter, through Facebook, and we'll see what we can get in. Even if we have a guest spot and you can't do it every week, we may even get a guest spot where we have somebody coming in as a guest every week. But if you want to do it, even if Jason wants to come on or anybody else wants to come on, then make sure you give us a contact and we'll sort that out for you. But thanks for joining us again this week. Don't forget, the Isthmian Show is back this Monday night, of course, with the boys from Haringey and also from Harlow as well. But until then, good night.